The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
Friday! It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the True Air Technologies Studio on 94.5. The Answer.
If you ever wondered what this whole Democrat-led impeachment charade's all about, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, he kind of summed it up perfectly yesterday as the House Judiciary Committee stayed late again last night. They didn't break up until about midnight last night. They'll be back this morning at 10 to vote on two articles of impeachment. Jim Jordan, he kind of summed it up yesterday with this.
They're never going to stop with their attacks because they can't stand the fact that President Trump is actually draining the swamp and doing what he said he would do, and most importantly, getting results. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing at an unbelievable pace, lowest unemployment in 50 years, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, and oh, by the way, a new NAFTA agreement coming any day now. They can't stand it. And they're never going to stop. And it's not just because they don't like the president. It's not just because they don't like the president. They don't like us. They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. All of us in flyover country, all of us common folk in Ohio, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas, they don't like us.
No, they don't like us. And here's what's likely to happen around 10 o'clock this morning. They'll reconvene the House Judiciary Committee. There's no more time for debate, according to the 41-member Judiciary Committee rules. So we should have a vote around 10 o'clock this morning, which will most likely pass. Send it to the Rules Committee, which will then probably put it out on the floor of the House next week. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham says that he wants them to hurry up, get it over to the U.S. Senate. He was talking with Bill Hemmer on America's Newsroom yesterday when he said that I don't want it to give it any legitimacy because it's a crock, he said. Every impeachment except this one has been conducted by outside counsel, and he says that he will not have any witnesses whatsoever.
Abuse of power, if you're looking for it, my Democratic House colleagues, look in the mirror. So here's what's going to happen. I hope we'll look at the record they used to impeach the president if they get 218 votes. That will be the trial record. Let the House managers present their case. Let the president's lawyers comment on the House case, then vote. I don't have any desire to call the vice president. I don't have any desire to call Pompeo, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden. We can look at the Biden affair outside of impeachment. My goal is to end this as soon as possible for the good of the country, because I think it's a danger to the presidency to legitimize this.
A couple things here then. Does that mean no witnesses at all?
I don't need any witnesses at all.
Okay, and then
I am ready to go.
Senator Lindsey Graham, ready to go. But of course, we're not about politics today. We are about the Salvation Army, and we are ringing the bell for our red kettle. All right, Representative McCravey, come on. I've lost his attention again. Ringing the red bell for the Salvation Army. Come by Fat Daddy's Cafe. I'm sorry, Fat Daddy's Barbecue in Greenwood. Give generously. You can also go online to TeamHudson.org. TeamHudson.org. And we kind of announced something yesterday that we've got, what is it, Angelo? Five locations that we've done. We started in Greenville at Tommy's Ham House. We're here at Fat Daddy's today. We'll be at Eggs Up Grill on Tuesday in Spartanburg. We're headed over to Anderson on Wednesday and then Hendersonville on Friday. And whichever location we raise the most money, we're going to give them a two-week advertising schedule here on 94.5 The Answer in the Morning Answer. So come out, support Chris here. Such a great business here in Greenwood. And speaking of Greenwood, let's talk about Greenwood for a few minutes. I got a couple of ladies here who are very passionate about downtown Greenwood. Kelly McWhorter, Executive Director of Discover Greenwood, which is the Visitors and Tourism Agency. And Laura Hudson, Uptown Manager of Uptown Greenwood Development Corporation. Thank you, ladies, for being with us. You know, I've been saying all morning, Greenwood is what a southern town is supposed to look like when you look at downtown Greenwood. Right, Laura?
Absolutely. Uptown Greenwood is beautiful all year long. We have an amazing staff that works tirelessly to make it beautiful. But this time of year is probably my absolute favorite. I'm sure last night and early this morning, Joey, you saw the beautiful lights.
I saw the lights as I was coming down the road. I wasn't quite sure where Fat Daddy's was, so I had it on my GPS. I missed the turn, so I got to do a U-turn, and you don't do a U-turn in the middle of town. So I got to go through town, see all the lights, and to turn around to come back up. But the lights are just beautiful.
Yes, they are. We wrap close to 80 trees uptown, and then just tons of other decorations that are beautiful. So we encourage people to come and see our lights uptown. But we also have beautiful holiday lights at Connie Maxwell Children's Home.
Oh, yes.
Which is just on Maxwell Avenue. They just wrapped up their weekend of live nativities and wagon rides, but you can always drive through Connie Maxwell and view those beautiful Christmas decorations.
Yeah, well, it is absolutely gorgeous downtown. It just really puts you in the Christmas spirit.
It really does.
Yeah, you can't drive through Greenwood and not. Kelly, you guys have a lot of exciting things happening in Greenwood. Talk with us about those things and what most excites you about what you have ahead of you in 2020.
Well, we do have an awful lot going on, and one thing that I need to give the city of Greenwood and Laura Hudson much credit for is we have such a great uptown that's a great anchor to start our sales process with anybody that comes to Greenwood to consider having their event here, their meeting, their conference. And we've got quite a few meetings and conferences next year, as well as some sporting events. So we have an active sales strategy that recruits people here, that occupies our hotel rooms. And in addition to that, we have a lot of festivals starting in May. We have the Catfish Festival, the Memorial Day weekend in Ware Shoals, and then it's followed by the Festival of Flowers, which is a huge event for Greenwood.
That is huge. Yes.
We have over 40 live topiaries across Uptown Greenwood and many, many events that people can take part in. And it's just a great, great month for us in June.
Yeah, Greenwood's a very special place, and you have a beautiful lake.
We have a gorgeous lake, and lots of things are happening on that lake these days. As a matter of fact, this weekend they're having a lake Christmas decorating contest, and they're doing it in different phases.
Wow.
So if you live in one section, you'll be judged, and then I think there's three sections total. So this is a new thing for us, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be really good.
That's kind of cool. Speaking of the lake, and Laura, I've been talking all morning. Laura Hudson, Uptown Manager. Hudson, did you get the last name? Hudson. I've been talking, Laura, about all the special times that I've had on Lake Greenwood growing up with my Uncle Larry and Evelyn, your mother-in-law and late father-in-law.
Yep.
We're cousins.
Yeah.
And it's just a special place. I spent many weekends, parts of summers over on Lake Greenwood, and I know that's a tradition that you guys have carried on as well.
Absolutely. We spend a lot of time there in the summer. Our boys love the lake. They love to fish just like their dad. So, yeah, Lake Greenwood is a special place, and we're very blessed in our community to have that asset.
Now, your son, Dawson, my name is Joey Dawson Hudson.
Yep.
That's a family name in the Hudson family. So, a lot of special times on Lake Greenwood, just a beautiful place to go. I was telling the story earlier how, at one point in my life, I was kind of skinny. I was the light one, and so Freddie, I would be the one on top of the pyramid at the 4th of July, of course. Later, Holly took my place with that. I don't know, was JJ ever...
I think he was on the base. He was a base,
okay.
Usually. I think he and Freddie were the bottom of that pyramid.
Yes, but lots of good times at Lake Greenwood, and that's good to know that they're doing the contest out there with the...
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a great organization called Connect Lake Greenwood, and they have pulled so much synergy together with all of us. So It's been great.
You can go to storiesofgreenwood.com and find out all about what you guys have going on down here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you both for welcoming us to Greenwood. And I talk about Greenwood all the time because I've got a lot of callers. John from Greenwood's a regular over there. He calls every day. I've got last night we were having dinner here as we were setting up, and a guy came over to introduce himself, Nate from Greenwood. He texts me every morning.
Oh, that's
Nate,
great.
Nate keeps me straight.
Awesome.
We have a lot of interaction from Greenwood here.
Great.
So,
thank you for having us today.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be here, and of course we're here to ring the bell for the Red Kettle, the Salvation Army. $100, $200, whatever you can afford. Go to teamhudson.org. Teamhudson.org. You responded in a big way yesterday. You know, ladies, I had a goal of $18,000 that I needed to raise, and that was sort of our promise to upstate South Carolina. As of yesterday, I was at just over $28,000.
Awesome.
That is wonderful.
We've got some great checks and some cash in there. We got a judge came by. He didn't want me to say who he is. Left a check for $500.
Awesome.
Greenwood ENT Center, a check for $500. Here's a check for $250, another check for $100. We got cash in there. Greenwood is responding in a very big way.
Awesome.
We're a generous community.
Yes. Thank you for being here. It's 8:16 here on 94.5 WGTK. Mike Gallagher is going to join us in a few minutes to let us know what's happening on the Mike Gallagher Show 9 until noon. And we'll talk about his Red Kettle campaign, too, because on a national basis, Mike has really hit a home run. We'll check in with Mike and your phone calls and comments as we have time. We got a lot of activity. Representative John McCravey is ringing the bell over there. He's if you come by, you make a donation, you get a free breakfast here at Fat Daddy's. Back in a moment here on 94.5 WGTK.
The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
We are getting a lot of businesses come by and make a donation. Hey, business owners, listen up. If you want to spend more time on your business this year, less time worrying about printing and faxing and copying, when it comes to printing, there's nothing more expensive than having to put up with the wrong antiquated equipment and having to pay those high office supply prices. And worst of all, in a lot of cases, getting poor service. Joe Medlin of Cartridge World in Greenville, he hears this frustration from business owners every single day. So before you buy the wrong printer, ask Cartridge World Greenville about their no-cost printer lease with free maintenance program. Now, let me explain it to you. Let me just make it in real simple terms. Joe Medlin or his dad, Jerry, they're going to bring a brand-new printer out to your business. All you have to do is buy the ink, from Cartridge World Greenville. And they're going to give you up to a 30% discount on your office supply. So call Joe Medlin. Let him deliver the low-cost, high-quality laser toners and ink cartridges that your business uses every single day. They always guarantee every product 100%, and they offer free delivery to business direct customers. Ask about this popular, proven, no-cost printer program, and don't get talked into buying the wrong equipment. Talk to Cartridge World Greenville today. Call Joe. Tell him I sent you. 864-286-6300. 864-286-6300. Or text INK to 877-235-9405. Just the word INK to 877-235-9405, and I'll send you some information. It's 818 here on 94.5 WGTK.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Be sure to visit our website, 945theanswer.com, and while you're there, become an Answer Insider. Download our mobile app. Just text the keyword iPhone or Android to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio show anywhere in the world. You know, whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourself type, when it comes to natural stonework and hardscaping, there's no one better than the team over at Big Rock. They're conveniently located at 4709 Augusta Road. Just look for South Carolina's largest stone yard. And, you know, Big Rock came through in a big way when we had our broadcast at Tommy's Ham House a few weeks ago. They gave John King showed up with a check for $1,000. And that's just the kind of company that Big Rock is, that they're part of our community, locally owned, and we're just so thankful for our partnership with them. Maybe you're redoing an outdoor patio area, or you just want to create a brand new outdoor living area. Whatever you're trying to do, maybe that outdoor fireplace or a fire pit, Big Rock's going to be there with you every step of the way. They'll use their expert knowledge to help you build that very special place in your yard. So whether you're a contractor, a builder, or a contractor, or you just want to improve your home's outdoor living area, you can count on Big Rock for all things stone and hardscape. Run by, check out the Big Rock showroom. Learn more at GoBigRock.com. GoBigRock.com. We got a great crowd here at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Come by if you're in the area. Still not too late. Make a donation to the Salvation Army, to our Red Kettle campaign, and you're going to get a free breakfast. I don't know how you can get a better deal than that. We're doing very good this morning, and I've got this 60-volt Greenworks blower that I'm going to give to somebody before I leave Greenwood who makes a donation to the Salvation Army. And I've also got I had David Limbaugh on a few weeks ago. David, his latest book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. For the next donor, the next person who goes online to teamhudson.org and makes a donation, I'm gonna send you this book by David Limbaugh. So teamhudson.org, give generously and help us. We've already exceeded our goal, and that's just a good feeling, is it not, Mike Gallagher? Well, and I like the way she does her math.
Yeah, she did. A little fuzzy math, but this is fuzzy math.
I hadn't thought of that, Gallagher. I hadn't thought of the fact that if you kind of break it, and that's a fair way to do it, I think.
What's fair? Just on percentages?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's okay.
Hey, you've got this national audience. I'm heard in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and a piece
booming 100,000 watt FM signal. Well, you blanket the Southeast. You have people that like you way more than like me. I hear that every day.
Well, I can't help that.
I mean, I gotta live with. Why aren't you nicer to people? I mean, I'll see Claire Culbreth's face in my head for the rest of my life. Why don't you listen to your callers like Joey does? Joey listens to his callers. I mean, I get where the game is, and I know that you're going to beat me. That's good. It's all for a good cause, and it'll give you bragging rights for the rest of the year. I mean, look at the week you've had. I mean, holy cow! What are you, almost $30,000?
I'm good. Well, yes, actually, I am. I hadn't. Right now, we're showing online 28,528, but I've got thousands of dollars. Let's see. I've got a $500 check from Greenwood ENT. I've got a $500 check from a judge who does not want to be named.
Right.
I've got a $250, $100. I mean, and our Red Kettle people have been, because all you got to do is put some money in the Red Kettle. You get free breakfast here at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. And I got to tell you, Gallagher, Fat Daddy's Barbecue, it's our kind of place.
It's my kind of place. I've been listening all morning. I'm about to get on a plane after the show today, and I'm traveling. I would have loved to have been there with you. Of course, I wouldn't want to chase anybody away, but man, I would have loved some breakfast at Fat Daddy's. I would have had that's got my. Will you get me a T-shirt, please?
I will.
They have to have T-shirts at Fat Daddy's, right?
I'm sure that. And did you get the photo that I sent you of a listener who listens to both of us, and he had his Mike Gallagher shirt on? Did you see?
Oh, I didn't notice he had a Mike Gallagher shirt on.
That's the reason you saw is an orange shirt, and he bought it from Mike online.
Oh, I see it now. The Mike Gallagher show, Clemson orange. What's his name?
I ran him off. I wouldn't let him stay.
Please, he's got good taste. He knows his shows.
He's right here. Come over, grab the microphone real quick.
What's his first name? I got to meet this guy. I love this.
Introduce yourself to Mike.
Good morning, Mr. Gallagher. This is Mike.
Mike, you got a Mike Gallagher commemorative shirt from the Salem Radio Network store. I'm honored. You didn't wear your Joey Hudson shirt today?
No, sir. I didn't have a Joey Hudson shirt, but I did buy it because I know you're a huge Clemson fan just like I am.
You got it. Way to go. Mike, I really appreciate that. You guys having fun at Fat Daddy's?
Well, Fat Daddy's does carry its name. I'm leaving this restaurant fat this morning from the breakfast that I had.
No. Now, Joey, see, the problem is Joey sent me a picture of you and Joey. You know, you look like you're in great shape. You know, you look like a bodyguard for somebody. I'd want to have you in the trenches if I was in trouble. So, no, you're
an honor.
That's so nice of you, Mike. Thank you very, very much. And thanks for supporting Joey Hudson and the Red Kettle and Team Gallagher with his. I mean, Joey, I don't see you wearing a Mike Gallagher shirt very often.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Can you pull some strings and get me one? Or do you expect me to go online and buy it?
Well, I'll give you a deal. I'll give you 5% off.
Oh, okay. I put in promo code Mike G?
Promo code, yeah. You know it. You know it. Boy, it's Christmas season. My Pillow. Buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets. Buy a second. Get a second set free. Promo code Mike G.
We're having a great time here at Fat Daddy's. I wish you were here, Gallagher.
Me too, Joey.
I've sat here and I thought about some years back, I don't know how many, when you and I did things like this together when you were here.
Oh, we had so much fun. Remember the big circus broadcast we had?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a lot of fun. You know, it's a circus right now in Washington, D.C., and we're going to try to make some sense of it all coming up at 9:05 after you guys, call it a day. Last night, Nadler abruptly ending the vote on articles of impeachment. So obvious. They just want to have it on TV and radio today. They want it to be front and center. It's too late last night. Not enough eyes. So they just all they did was grandstand, and it's a joke. The whole thing is a sham. The American people are sick of it, and it's going to backfire in a big way. Meanwhile, over in the UK, big win for conservatives, big win for Brexit. And Joey, could this be a repeat of 2016? Because remember, last time they had a big win for breakfast, that was the precursor to the Trump election, the Trump shocker. Yes. Are we seeing this teeing up for another 2020 repeat?
That could be. It could be. Yes.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mike Gallagher, 9 until noon. I'm gonna eat another biscuit here on your bike.
Go have a biscuit. Put a little butter on it. Maybe a little honey. You guys have a great time and wonderful weekend, Joey. And congratulations on all the great work you're doing. You are knocking it out of the park. I mean, let me just. I don't mind bragging on you. By comparison, a lot of the other Salem stations around the country, they're doing a fraction of what you're doing right now. You're hovering around $30,000. So you've knocked it out of the park, and we'll keep ringing the bell all day long today for the Salvation Army Red Kettle, doing the most good, and God bless you and all your work there, Joey, and I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again Monday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great show. Mike Gallagher, 9 until noon here on 94.5 The Answer. Up next, I'm going to visit a few minutes with the real sheriff, Dennis Kelly. I promoted Matt Emery a little while ago to sheriff. The real sheriff has showed up, so we're going to talk with Sheriff Kelly up next. It's 8:30 here on 94.5 WGTK.
Hey, Upstate, it's time to wake up.
Good morning, Joey and Tommy. This one's Mountain Mike and Joan from Mountain Rest. I just want to say there's a lot of people out there who don't like Trump, and that's your business. But when a political party turns 100% of their efforts and energy into destroying a duly elected president, there is danger that they will destroy anybody who disagrees with me. And that includes you and me, Joey. We really got to get out and vote, folks. These are not Democrats anymore. These are leftists.
Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5 The Answer.
And we're in the middle of a very special broadcast at Fat Daddy's Barbecue here in Greenwood. There's still time for you to run by, give a generous donation to our Red Kettle as Representative John McCravey's ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, doing the most good. And you're going to get a free breakfast. All you have to do is make a donation to the Salvation Army, and Chris Reeder here at Fat Daddy's, he's going to feed you. And let me tell you, he will feed you well. I think I've gained about 5 pounds since last night. I came by and had dinner here last night. Chris gave me some of his pork, which was great. I got some wings and some ribs, and the mac and cheese is unbelievable. I hope my wife's not listening to that. Because she would not like it, having me down here eating this much. Every day, as you know, if you listen to me on a regular basis, if you listen to Mike Gallagher, you know how much we respect law enforcement. And, of course, the Mike Gallagher Charitable Foundation, of which I'm proudly serve as the executive director, we have the Fallen Officer Fund. And, unfortunately, over the years, we have had to help over 600 families. We've distributed about $2 million to the families of police officers, deputies who have lost their lives in the line of duty. The most recent, Sergeant Kayla Sullivan in Texas. She's with the Nassau Bay Police Department. And she was killed. She was struck by a vehicle while attempting to arrest a wanted subject there in her hometown. And unfortunately, we hear this story way too often, and we will assist this family financially, and because that's what we do. You help us. Our listeners help us each year. And I just have a great respect for law enforcement because, as I had a little while ago, Matt Emery with the Greenwood Sheriff's Office, I promoted him to sheriff this morning. I got in trouble because the real sheriff has showed up now. Sheriff Dennis Kelly with me. Sheriff, good morning, and I apologize that I promoted Matt to your job. I don't know what that's probably a misdemeanor of some type, isn't it?
We give you a pass.
Well, I have my attorney here, Representative John McCravey. He's here to represent me.
It sounds impeachable to me.
But, Sheriff, I do appreciate what you guys do on a daily basis because you do, and as I said to Matt earlier, every morning when you put on the uniform, when you put that badge on, you don't know if you're going to go back home.
That's correct.
And we appreciate that and what you and your guys and the women on your force, what you do to keep our communities safe. You've been sheriff not quite a term yet now. Talk with me for a minute. Why did you decide to run for sheriff?
I just had a lot of people in the community asking me to run for what I stand for, conservative and Christian values, and me and my wife talked about it, and true story, when I first told her I was thinking about it, she asked me if I'd lost my mind. I had a pretty good job, we prayed about it and decided to do it, and here we are. So yeah. I hope we're making a good, positive impact on the community.
Yeah, but you've had a long career in law enforcement prior to being elected sheriff.
That's correct.
Yeah.
29 years as trooper, state trooper, and now since been sheriff, right about 32 years in law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff, thank you for coming by. And, again, I just wanted to personally apologize for running you out of office this morning. But Matt's a great guy, too.
Yes, he is.
What a story Matt has, he and his family. And, of course, he's taken a very bad situation, turned it into a positive, working with Representative McCravey for Dillon's Law. And that's just you gotta admire someone who really leans on their faith in a time like that.
That's correct. He's got a good positive attitude and does Greenwood County an excellent job.
Yep. Sheriff, thank you for coming by.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, appreciate having you. Representative McCravey, you're still ringing the bell over there. We've had a good crowd come through this morning, and we picked up some good checks here.
We sure have, and it's been a better response than I expected.
Yeah.
So we've really had a good response, and I think it's you. You know, you have a great following in Greenwood. I listen to all these callers sometimes on your show, and you have so many from Greenwood that come.
Like John from Greenwood, if I can get his attention over there, he calls on a regular basis, he's one of my regular. See, I can't get his attention.
We got him.
Yes, there you go. John, you're speaking of regular listeners here. John from Greenwood, the Morning Answer, they know John from Greenwood.
You're assuming that I'm regular on anything, and we have to be careful with that. We really do.
you always brighten the morning when you call in, and you always have you've got a good perspective on the issues. You keep up with things.
I appreciate that. We were just debating right now when this three-year-old colonoscopy without any kind of anesthesia is going to be over. It's really
that's a good description of what the nation is experiencing right now.
It really is. There's one good thing though. They used to be able to hide themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all out in the open,
and we know
what we're up against now. It's just that we have to be able to convince the public that it's not the liberals. It's the leftists.
Yeah.
And they're essentially Marxists. I mean, that's what they really are. And, you know, they've done this extended transgenerational attempted takeover of the U.S. government and to overthrow a duly elected U.S. president. And it's getting pretty old.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and you know, you hit the nail on the head there. They're not trying to hide now. I mean, when Jerry Nadler this week makes it very clear that he knows that there's no way they can beat Trump at the ballot box in November. So their only option is to impeach him and try to remove him from office. Now Lindsey Graham says that's not going to happen. I don't think it will. I don't think they ever get the votes over in the Senate. But all they want is they want that ad. They want that soundbite next year. That's their only hope.
And that's what they've been dragging out. That's what they've been attempting to do. And that's been their strategy is to do that. That needs to be thrown back in their faces. And they need to be held accountable for it. They also need to be held accountable for the fact that they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything on the people's business whatsoever. And Republicans need to be able to turn around and turn this back on them and counterattack. You know, it's one of the things. We've just been too nice, Joey. And it's time we stop being nice. It's time we start being effective.
Well, they're certainly the nice is something they know nothing about.
Absolutely, you know they're sort of like. Did you ever see the movie Bad Seed? You know where there was one kid who was basically possessed by Satan. You know, and he tried to turn everything back on the good kid and make it look like the big kid had done it.
Yep.
That's what they've done. I mean, that's their strategy. And it's staggering to me. For instance, one of the things that just staggers me is why nobody has made any attempt whatsoever to remove Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or actually have them impeached.
Right.
You know, what are the rules for doing that? I don't know what they are.
It doesn't matter what the rules are, John, because they're literally making them up as they go.
Absolutely.
So the rules doesn't matter. John, always good to hear from you. Up next, we'll try to get to your phone calls and your comments. Still a few minutes here to come by. Give generously. Representative McCravey is still ringing the bell over here. You can get a free breakfast. And let me tell you, this is wonderful food here at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. So come by, see us. We'll be here for a while longer, and I've got this 60-volt Greenworks blower that I need to give to somebody who gives a generous donation to the Red Kettle campaign here in Greenwood. It's 8:45 here on 94.5 WGTK.
Hey, Upstate, it's time to wake up.
Hey, Joey. Great show. You know, the president signed a order earlier this week about anti-Semitism, everything like that, but why didn't he sign anything? Why didn't he do more about the anti-conservative, the anti-European, the anti-white American on college campuses? Nothing's being done about that. Nothing's being done whenever conservatives are being beaten up on college campuses. There's anti-white rhetoric all the time, and we need to start fighting back against it. It's ridiculous. And this also ties in to the anti-police rhetoric.
Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5. The Answer.
Got a texter on the Big Rock text line says, Joey, just listening to John makes me think you should do what Larry Elder's doing. Let people with a big enough donation co-host a show with you. Hey, I'll do that. What do you think the donation should be? Text me back, Charles, and tell me what you think that should be. I got to get quickly to Jim in Forest City. Jim has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. Actually, it's a pleasure always listening to your show, so it's no inconvenience on my part.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Jim.
The question, the $64,000 question on my mind right now, is how did Christopher Steele ever hear the name Carter Page? That hasn't come out, and that's the key. One, to the warrant, they got the warrant because Christopher Steele mentions Carter Page's name in one of the memos.
Right.
And the dossier, people need to remember, is not a report with an appendix and things like that. It was a series of memos. Steele's apparently just watching Wimbledon at home on the telly, and he'll periodically write something and fax email it to Fusion GPS. And I have an answer of how he got the name of Carter Page.
All right, I want to hear it.
That answer is the FBI. Yeah. Apparently, yeah. I mean, literally, they do sleep together in the deep state. Yeah. In this case, it's not an affair, it's a marriage.
Yeah.
A little old-fashioned for the Democrats, but still, we'll accept it. And a top muckety-muck at the FBI is married to a person who works at Fusion GPS. Now, we know in June, when Carter Page joined the Trump team, in theory, that all of a sudden, all kinds of Russian reports and a bromance was described between Putin and Trump. And apparently, according to the leaks in the New York Times, That's the first time they went for the FISA one, and they were denied.
Well, the whole thing. We know what they were doing. We know why they were doing it. And thank you for the phone call, and thank you for your kind words. The whole thing has been set up because they couldn't stand the fact that a man named Donald Trump had not kissed their ring, I guess. He rode down the escalator and announced he was going to run for president. He wasn't part of the swamp, and they've been trying to run him out of office ever since. And that's the bottom line. Jim, thank you so much for your phone call. 877-235-9405, your comments on the Big Rock text line. Many of them coming in this morning. We've been kind of busy. Sorry I haven't been able to get to as many this morning. But thank you for all those kind words. Many of you have mentioned that you've come by to have breakfast here at Fat Daddy's. You can still come by. You can still put a nice donation in the red kettle and we'll feed you, Chris. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Chris Reeder here at Fat Daddy's. Thank you for having us. What a great morning we've had in Greenwood. I admire what you guys are doing, and I got to tell you, the food is fabulous.
Well, thank you. We got a lot of good staff that work really hard on it every single day. Well, all days but Sunday. But I'm definitely pleased with the support in Greenwood today to come out and. Not only come get breakfast, but to support the Salvation Army.
Yeah, well, and that's what it's all about, this organization that does good work in our community, and you have played a big role in that today, and for generously offering your restaurant here, and we very much appreciate it. And, hey, I look forward to coming back sometime. So
you're always welcome.
Yes,
so come on.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chris Reeder. And if you're out and about, if you can't make it by this morning, come by for lunch, come by this afternoon. Hey, if you want to have a business Christmas party here or your family Christmas party, there was a couple here last night, a couple parties as we arrived last night. So this is the place to be in Greenwood, Fat Daddy's Barbecue, and yes, they serve breakfast. So Representative John McCravey, thank you, sir. You've rallied the troops and got people to show up like the pastor here, Pastor David Evans, with us this morning. We've had a lot of people come through. Representative McCravey, your wrist is probably tired because you've been ringing the bell all morning.
I've been ringing that bell, but it's been a great time, and I want to thank you again for coming to Greenwood. And thank Chris, too, for doing what he has done here this morning. It's just been an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's been a good thing. And, Pastor Evans, thanks for stopping by. Organizations like the Salvation Army, we need them in our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just telling someone that after 9/11, about a month and a half after 9/11, I trained with the Salvation Army up in New York. And got to go inside, actually, the perimeter of Ground Zero for two nights.
That was pretty wild. I was up there as well.
Yeah.
And saw that. And to be there and to see it and to smell it.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And, Pastor, I just wish our country could come together again like we were.
Absolutely.
After that horrible tragedy
we
experienced.
So, it was such a good spirit. When I came back to Greenwood, people had flags, on their cars.
Yeah. And we can do it again. Pastor, I talk about prayer all the time because I think prayer works.
And I
pray for our leaders. I pray for our nation every day. And I appreciate you being here. Representative John McCravey, thank you for being here as well. And, of course, thank you for listening. Glad to have you. Next week, Tuesday at Eggs Up Grill. Wednesday, Mama Penn's Real Southern Cooking in Anderson. Friday, we're going to wrap things up at the Fireside Restaurant and Pancake Inn in Hendersonville. Hope you'll join us. Go to TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. Just be happy because God's in control.